she'll be with us next time when behind Crag Mountain in a blazing ball of red and yellow fire, casting a golden glow down the hot and dusty main street of Ridge Creek. It's a small cow town, its main street flanked on either side by the low wooden one-story building. Hop along Cassidy in the South California, ride down the nearly deserted street, and head for the Silver Dust Cafe, where they are to meet Sheriff Johnson. They dismount at the hitching rail, walk to the entrance, and open the door.
Some hardened thieves hanging in front of these things.
Now, look good, California. They said we'd find a sheriff in here.
Sure don't see him, Hoppy.
But do you see what I see?
Yeah, sure do. Looks like trouble over at the dance floor. That boy ain't no match for that one.
And I ain't in the town, either. Not like
you,
my car's
name is Guerrero. I bought that ranch, and if you step a foot on it, you'll be heading for 2 years.
Seems like I remember something about this deal, California.
You're the only one who found that fast money in our barn. When you knew where to find it.
Why, you yellow-livered crook. I'm teaching you to talk that way to be
Wait, don't kick the boy.
Oh, maybe you want some of the same, Jip.
Well, he's hurt bad.
He'll be worse when I'm through with him. Come on, get up, you little girl. A man will get up and fight. Maybe you want me to help you get up.
Hoppy, what you gonna do?
Get away from that boy.
Oh? Who said that?
I said it. Don't touch that boy again.
Well, well. Stranger, eh?
Come on, son, get up. Here you go.
Why, you mangy cowpoke.
Let out, California.
You are
what?
And that cowpoke is open too. Just one little old punch.
Get the boy and come on. Yeah.
Sure will. Can you make it, son?
Yeah. I'm all right.
Well, come on. There's bedrock. Away from that cold.
All right, boys, we're going out the way we came in. Don't make a mistake of reaching for anything.
Well, I'm warning you, stranger. You and that kid will never forget this. If either one of you lets the sun set on you in Ridge Creek, you'll be puzzle bait for sure.
About to hop along Cassidy and his pal, California. As they ride out of Ridge Creek with Tom Hinkle, Tom is explaining about his encounter with Ace Fritz.
I don't know your name, stranger, but I might have let you have met up with you when I did.
Just call me Hoppy.
I'm in California.
Hoppy. Seems I've heard Paul say something about a hoppy somebody.
Well, I didn't know who you were first, Tom, but now I do. I'm a cadet one.
Hey, you're not Hopalong Cassidy.
Right. That's who he is.
Then you know.
Well, I know what I've heard, Tom.
Honestly, Mr. Cassidy, on my honor, Paul and me never took a penny from nobody.
Can't you and your father the first?
On the word of that crook Ace Brooks. He rode up to our ranch with the sheriff and they looked for the money. They come out of the barn with a pack of bills. Ace said he found him in the hay.
You got any idea how the money got into the barn?
Not less than Ace put him there. I know Pa wasn't near the barn. He was me all easy.
It's going to be awful hard to prove.
I'll find a way somehow. But I don't want you to get messed up in this. You've done enough already.
Well, it isn't going to be helpful for you to go back to Ridge Creek for a while.
What's he going to do, Hoppy?
I don't know exactly. You keep Tom company till I get back. I'll see if I can get any information to sheriff on the robbery.
Mr. Cassidy, you heard what Ace was told.
Better man than Ace Bridget said the same thing.
If you happen to see a pretty girl named Mary Miles around the sheriff's office, will you tell her I'm all right?
I sure will, Tom.
Maybe I should run back with you.
No, you stay here with Tom. I won't be going long. After I see the sheriff, I'll know which way to jump.
Lit out.
And you was worrying about trouble.
No, it's all right. They won't be rolling up at me. I got a feeling we're going to hear more than that fellow who flattened you.
Now, you look here, Chip. You sounded almost like you was glad he'd done it.
Oh, no. Of course I ain't glad.
Well, you hadn't better be. I'm running this show, Chip. Don't you ever forget it. That kid's going to cause trouble if we don't pin something on him fast.
Well, let the kid be. Seems like he's had trouble enough.
Oh, a dog, eh? seems like you ought to be glad to get rid of him. Or maybe you'd want folks saying your daughter Mary is running around with a deer.
Now, wait a minute, Ace. What you and me do is one thing, but what Mary does ain't no pay of yours.
Oh, all right. Don't get riled up. All I want to say is this. It's over a year now since we helped catch the bank robbery.
But the money ain't getting a bit of good. And then numbers aren't and stuff.
Well, I got a plan. But this kid is going to be snooping around and spoiling us unless we get rid of him.
Now, wait, wait. I ain't mixing no killing in this.
Oh, don't be a fool. I ain't aiming to murder him. I'm just going to see that he goes back to prison for a time.
You know, I'll never stop being sorry I got mixed up.
It's too late now, sir. Remember, that deed to your place is still in my name.
I know that.
Now, here's what we do. Get the boys and we'll round them up. But that cowpoke who hit me, pay him for me. Remember that.
You and the boys, you mean?
Get out of here and do what you're told. We waited too long now to deal with them varmints.
Hi, sir.
Well, doggone if it ain't Hopalong Cassidy himself. I missed you down to the face.
Glad to see you, Sheriff. Sorry you missed me.
Yeah, I just got there when they was catching up Ace Brook. Now, there's a batting, Hoppy.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. Tell me what you know about this boy, Tom Hinkle, and his dad.
Well, Hoppy, there ain't much to tell. About a year ago, the bank was held up, and a batch of new money, most $30,000 was took.
In the daytime?
Well, no, it was just getting dark, and...
Anyone see the holdup?
Well, Ace Britt was standing across the street, and he seen Tom Hinkle and his father right away from the back of the bank.
So Ace got you and rode to Hinkle's, and Ace found the money. That is a very small part of it in Hinkle's barn.
Well, yes, but how'd you know?
Tom told me.
Well, all I could do was bring him in. The jury sent him away. Seemed like a pretty sure thing it was them, what with witnesses and all.
You never found any more of the money in the barn?
Well, no, they must have hit it good.
I'm glad you said that, Sheriff. It bears out my thinking.
What do you mean, Hoppy?
Just this, Sheriff. Doesn't it strike you funny that all the rest of the money was so well hidden you couldn't find it, but still Ace Britt could walk right in the dark and find a small part of it?
Well, I don't know, Hoppy. Maybe it's worth considering. I'll go and get this Ace right now and get him through some explaining.
No, no, no. Wait, Sheriff. I got a better idea.
You have, eh? Well, I'll back you to the limit, Hoppy.
I know you will, Sheriff, and I'm counting on you.
What are you going to do?
Well, right offhand, I don't know. One thing is sure. Tom Hinkle and his dad are going to be back on their ranch and fill this charge. If it's in my power to do it.
Well, now, son, I wouldn't go getting busted now. You're just a kid yet.
I'm not a kid. I'm 20 years old.
But these things got to be worked out. Can't just run around and get into more trouble.
Oh, why doesn't Mr. Cassidy come back?
Well, look, it's not even his way back now. Now, don't fidget around. Turkey wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Who's that?
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Neither was Turkey. Someone's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Hoppy.
Gee, I feel better, Ma.
California.
Over here, Hoppy.
What'd you find out?
Not much we don't know already.
Did you see Mel?
No, I didn't, Tom, but I did see the sheriff. The numbers on that money are kept for thieves and disposing of it.
It's still got it.
Right. And we got to get a hold of some of it. That's all the proof we need.
That's all.
I recognize a couple of Ace Britt men. Now, let it be known that every ranch will be searched tonight for the rest of the money.
Gee, they'll tell Ace Britt.
That's just what I want them to do.
Down, Tom.
Good. My plan's already working. They followed my trail just like I figured.
You left that train on purpose?
That's right. If the gunslingers are out here, they won't be at Ace Britt's ranch. And I'd like to be there in time to see if Ace Britt tries to get rid of the hidden money.
I know every inch of that ranch. I'll go with you.
All right, Ace. Let's ride.
We can go around back of the shed. If we're careful, that old well's and rotten boards over. Just follow me. I know every foot of Ace Britt's place.
You're just gulping the food, Dad.
No, I've got to hurry, honey. Gotta be at the Ace's place, promise.
He told me you were through with that crook.
Well, I am, but I just can't break away in a minute.
And after what he did to Tom.
Well.
Tom or his pa took a share of that money, and you know it.
No one can say anything different.
Oh, everybody's afraid of that Ace Britt, but I am.
Be careful, honey. Let me work this out my own way, and maybe something good will happen.
Oh, you're the best dad a girl ever had. Well, the girl misses the boy she's in love with.
I know.
No, you don't know. Or you do something about it.
Well, honey, I can't explain nothing now, but I can tell you the truth. This Hopalong Cassidy fellow came to town. I feel like my hands ain't tied no more.
Oh, if you could only find the thieves and clear Tom's name.
I already found him.
But it's worth my rotten hide to prove it. Well, I gotta get over to Ace.
Well, what's wrong with you, Kip? Sick?
No, I ain't sick. This guy's not sick with pain, but I'm getting mighty sick of something else.
Oh, I see. Well, sit down, Spirit. Then I'm going to tell you something.
I just ain't going no further.
Scared of this, Cassidy?
I ain't scared, but I don't like it, and couldn't.
I don't think you are, Kip.
Gun with me ain't going to help you none of this. My mind's made up. I promised Mary
that. Oh, so that's it. She's mooning around for that sneaking coyote Tom Hicks.
I've been crazy going along with you, ain't
you? You can't quit now, you fool. I'm framing Tom so he'll stand up again. And as for that Cassidy, I got the trap all set for him, too.
Huh?
Well, sure. She didn't fool me none. Telling Jeff they were searching the ranches for that money. Why, that hombre's smart. But ain't Dick just a little smarter?
Oh, it's coming down the ball. Let's get out there quick. The boys are back at the shed waiting for him.
Good. I've been waiting for this minute. But remember, no gun play. Just do like I said. Jump him in the old well.
No, no, don't let me get out of there alive.
Now we go around the cook shack. Then they're left to the bunkhouse till we get to the back of the shed.
We're right with you, Tom.
We better stop up here, Tom, and figure out a way to get closer to the house where that light is in that window.
That's where my paw did his signaling.
Focus where it does his dangling.
Tom, California and I'll go around this way. You take over around the other side. Quiet now.
Sure, Dodge. Wish I had Pedro.
Watch this open door.
Oh! Oh! Hoppy!
Sorry, but Hoppy can't hear you.
Have you done anything to hang your tight
wire? You'll do nothing. Now get along. Thought you'd like to have a nice, cooling swim. Oh, coming around, eh? Well, hop along, Cassidy. You've done your last snooping.
Oh, now, if I could get loose for 1 minute,
we'll be loose in a minute. Jump them in, boys. They got a 40-foot drop to feel sorry for themselves.
Come on, jump them in, boys. Down they go, boys.
Good luck. That takes care of Hopalong Cassidy and his pal. Even the buzzard can't find them down there.
Now back to Hopalong Cassidy and the Bandits of Ridge Creek. Hoppy's pal California rescued young Tom Hinkle from a beating at the hand of Ace Fritz. Tom has just been released from prison, but he convinced Hopalong that he was innocent of a bank robbery. So Hoppy and California are determined to help him, first by going to Ace Fritz's room. But Hopalong and California are ambushed by Britt's boys, slugged and dropped in an old abandoned well. The cold water at the bottom of a deep well has revived them.
Well, Dick, you reckon this here water is proper?
Save your strength, California. Don't talk.
Besides, it's smooth, the door here. No place to get your nails in.
It's a good 40 feet to the top.
Just one thing, Charles. Hope I'll never be. What are we going to do? Just won't give up like rats.
He's in a rat. Remind me to see Ace Brick the minute we get out of here.
The thing will get out to make you feel good.
Just save your strength, California.
You can't hold out. Wrong this way, Hoppy.
We can't expect help from Britt, gang.
Hoppy, I got a hold of her arm. I can hear you. Come over here. Come this way.
We could just get word to Tom.
I think he won't feel going to make a hold on him. Well, what are you surprised about, Hoppy? You think he ain't going to get out? Exactly.
Now, get hold of yourself.
I found him last. We ain't got a chance.
As long as we keep our heads, we got a chance. But a mighty slim one.
I guess this is the fellow you're looking for, Ace.
Yeah, Tom Hinkle. Sit down, son. There's something we should talk over.
I ain't sitting down. Where's the Cassie and his pal?
Oh, then? Well, I'll tell you. They left sudden like this. They didn't believe your story.
They didn't do that. They couldn't.
Ah, look, son. You and me have had a misunderstanding. But this Cassidy fellow showed me the right way.
There's only one right way.
I've seen my mistake, and I'm a big enough man to admit it.
course, with a bad reputation, you wouldn't be happy around here.
What do you aim to do, Ace?
I'm giving you a pack of money that I got at the bank today. It's all yours. You can go a long way away from here and get yourself a spread, and nobody will know you.
I want my own ranch, my pa's ranch.
Well, that just can't be done, son. Now, here, take this money and get out of town fast. There's a stage leaving town in an hour. I'm just trying to right a wrong, I thought.
But I couldn't pay it back, maybe.
Oh, I don't want it back. Here, take it.
Mr. Cassidy, your friend had to run out on me out of fuck you, Ace. But I guess I'm licked.
That's right. I'm a hard man, Tom, but I'm fair. Now, hurry.
Well, maybe you're right. I'd be a stranger somewhere else, and I'd have a place for Paul when he gets out.
You're a good boy, Tom. Good luck to you.
Maybe I was wrong about you, Ace.
Sure you was.
So long.
Good luck, kid. And if you need any more money, let me know.
I ain't forgetting to say so long.
So long, son.
Seems to me, Ace, that's about to load.
Get the jet. And have him tell the sheriff that Tom Hinkle is leaving on the stage with more stolen money.
He's righted.
You know, Chip, I can't use you much longer. You're getting kind of soft. Now you get the jet and tell him. Then get back in here. There's something important I want to take up with you.
Don't seem like it. No use, Hoppy.
I never wanted to go out this way, California.
Yeah, like the way I wanted it, though. You and me just frightened. Being for you. Yes. To the end.
Seems like it's been 2 hours since we dropped. My fingers are getting numb.
I can't hold on much longer.
Are you still alive?
California. Hear that? A voice.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
My hide ain't worth a gun. And I'm doing one good thing for a girl. I'm going to throw you a rope.
You're not hungry. A rope.
Get up the half of the tent. Ain't so trusting. Here.
Got it. Can you make it, California?
Yes.
Yes. Sure. You don't stick to one place in my whole life.
Come on. Come on, come. If I don't make it, tell Mary. I need them different arrangements.
Hurry, California.
I sure am.
Oh, just a couple more feet. And we'll be out of this hole.
They shot down Chip Miles after what he done for us. How do you get the hang of
it? If Chip gets away, he'll head for his ranch house. That means we've got to get there first.
I feel it's better than we had our guns.
Oh, I'm just thankful we didn't find our horses.
What have they done to Tom?
I don't think no. Most of us can Chip Miles' ranch house.
If they strip guns from the ground, what are we going to do?
We'll pass that clump of trees and go the rest of the way on foot.
Yeah, hadn't better go no closer,
right? Right. Here's where we'll tie off. Come on, boy.
Puppy, maybe we ought to get the sheriff.
No time now, California. This is one job on them George Ronald.
Oh, now, don't get upset, Mary. Jeff is riding for the dark.
But you could have done this today.
Well, as I said, must have been that Cassidy fella. I heard words outside the bunkhouse and a couple of shots.
I don't believe it.
I'm just doing what I can for you.
When Dad gets well, we're going far away from here, Ace Britton. We're never coming back.
Well, I've done what I could for him. I come over to help. Maybe I should go in and see if I can do anything more.
No. Stay out of that room. Don't touch my father.
Now, don't go raring around.
I said, stay out of that room, Ace Britt.
Oh, a gun, huh? Looks pretty big for such a little hand.
I know how to use it, too. Step back in that cage.
I'm going in there and help your pa.
You're going in to finish him so he can't tell about your rotten deal.
Put up that gun, you little wildcat.
No. No, don't come any nearer. Are
you trying to shoot a gun that ain't got a trigger?
What? Oh, my arm is
breaking. There. Now you're looking at me.
Stay away from that room.
Not away.
If Tom was only here.
Tom, he's in jail by this time. He's bad. Clear through, man. One time.
Stay back. Stay out. Put that gun down.
Get out of my way.
Stop. Don't go in.
Well, that'll go just.
Chip. You needn't call Mary. She's taking a little nap.
What have you done to me?
Ain't you more interested in what I'm going to do to you?
You yellow coyote.
Oh, no hard feeling, Chip. Remember, you and me is partners. It's just that I'm kind of tired of that partnership. Now that Cassidy and his pal are taken care of, and Tom is on his way back to the barred windows, I just want to make a clean sweep. And that includes you. You got a one-way ticket to Boot Hill, Chip, and I'm going to punch it for you right now.
Back to Hop Along Cassidy. Ace Britt pointed at Chip's room with a drawn gun. But when a shot was fired, it did not come from Ace's gun.
Hoppy, you did it. You got him, Hoppy.
Why, you dirty...
Look out!
You're kind of hard to convince, Ace. I just wanted to keep the gun out of your hand.
Well, yes, Britt, Hoppy. Ace didn't reckon that you were here in the dark waiting for him.
Get some light in here, California, and see about Mary.
Yes.
There we are.
Look at that. I wish I wasn't so polite. I'd like to kick that Ace Britt in the face.
He's not worth it.
I'm so thankful, Hoppy. You see,
we're the ones who are thankful, Chip. We'd still be down that well if it weren't for you.
Mary's coming too, Hoppy.
A bearing here.
She's mighty heavy for a young fellow.
But is she bad hurt?
No, Chip, she's all right. You better ride after Sheriff, California.
That'll be a short ride.
Hey. Why, Sheriff?
Well, what's going on here?
That's what I want to know. Why are you holding her in your arms?
Why, you young whippersnapper. Why do you think I'm holding her? It ain't no love match.
Ace knocked her down, Tom, and California's playing nursemaid.
Looks like Ace is the one who needs nursing.
A little late for that, I'm afraid.
He came in here to finish me, sir. It hadn't been for Hoppy.
Well, doggone, the thing's just a darn confusion. I kept young Tom trying to pass under the old stolen money. Then I obliged him by driving up to Mary so she can tell her goodbye. Well, he needn't tell her goodbye now.
Don't you understand? Hoppy, Tom had the money on him. Just like Ace said.
I keep telling you, Ace gave it to me.
Well, how am I going to believe a thing like that? He searched Ace's ranch from top to bottom, and there's not a trace of it.
You checked the numbers, Sheriff?
Why, of course I did. Look here, see for yourself.
Wow, legal money.
What are you smelling it for?
Kind of musty, don't you think? Like it's been around water.
Pop, that's it.
That's what? I don't never seem to know what's going on.
I think I can tell you where to look for the rest of the stolen money, Sheriff.
We sure can tell him, can't we, Hoppy? What in tarnation is...
Look in a well behind Ace's ranch, Sheriff. The well that Chip risked his life to get us out of.
Well, I'll be darned. Say, maybe you're right.
Mary's all right now.
Everything's all right now, Tom.
Don't know why you're so mindful about Tom. He almost smacked me.
That was just because you were holding Mary, California. He's in love with her. Now, California, you know what they say. Love makes the world go round.
Yeah, go round with a worried expression.
Ha, 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 ha.